From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Iraq, as the militant group called ISIS moves closer to Baghdad, Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. may need to work with Iran on protecting that city. Earlier, several bombs were detonated in Baghdad, killing at least 12 people and wounding dozens of others. Meanwhile, the State Department says it will be business as usual at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad tomorrow, though some staff will be transferred to safer locations. And as NPR's Tom Bowman says, they will have additional military support from the Pentagon.
Well, I just talked to a military official, and he said that the Pentagon plans to send somewhere fewer than 100 personnel, including U.S. Marines, to Baghdad to provide additional security for the diplomatic facilities in that city and to help to ensure the safety of these facilities.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. In Colombia, President Juan Manuel Santos has won a second four-year term, defeating opposition candidate Oscar Iván Zuluaga. John Otis reports the results are widely viewed as a show of support for peace talks aimed at ending Colombia's 50-year-old guerrilla war.
In a runoff election, Santos won about 51% of the votes, compared to 45% for Zuluaga. The result sparked celebrations at Santos' campaign headquarters, as well as sighs of relief. The president had finished behind Zuluaga in the first round of voting in May when five candidates were on the ballot. Santos won by pledging to sign a peace treaty with the FARC rebels. The two sides have been negotiating in Cuba for the past 19 months. Zuluaga had been fiercely critical of those talks, and many voters feared a Zuluaga victory would have meant the end of the peace process. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.
A bit of reflection among Republicans, considering what impact Congressman Eric Cantor's stunning loss last week to a relative unknown will have on the party. Among them, Cantor himself. He says he doesn't think there was any one reason why he lost, but he says he still supports immigration reform.
I have always taken the position that I'm not for a comprehensive amnesty bill. I've always said that we ought to deal with the kids who did not break any laws of their and themselves came into this country in many cases unbeknownst to them.
Cantor, speaking on ABC's This Week, says he believes his position on immigration reform is a rational approach with a chance for broad support. 500 houses are threatened by a fast-moving smoky wildfire in Central California. U.S. Forest Service officials say the fire burning in and around the Sequoia National Forest doubled in size overnight and came within a mile of a community about 30 miles northeast of Bakersfield. The Shirley Fire has burned more than 2.8 acres and is now 10% contained, but the cause of the blaze isn't known. This is NPR News in Washington. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is underway in Texas between the San Antonio Spurs and Miami Heat. The Spurs lead 47-40 at halftime. The Spurs are trying for their fifth title. The Heat have won the last two championships. German golfer Martin Keimer has won the 114th U.S. Open Golf Tournament. It's the 29-year-old's second major championship.